My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Thanks again to Brett Boone. Always like a big league Wednesday. A final hour of Ben and Woods. And you posted last night a video of Rob Thompson, the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, completely unaware, oblivious to the fact that his team was within clinching distance. I think with a win and a Mets loss today, the Phillies would clinch the National League East, or a Phillies and a Braves loss, they'd clinch a playoff spot. The Milwaukee Brewers can also clinch the division with a win and a Cubs loss, I believe, today. So you may start seeing the champagne-soaked celebrations as soon as today. Always leads to the question of how many of those do you really need? Do you do one for clinching the playoffs, then one for clinching the division? When do you start? When do you stop? Every single round, obviously.
We did this two years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we came to the conclusion that baseball season is incredibly long. It's incredibly arduous. It's hard on you. It's hard on your body. Celebrate it. Enjoy it.
Thompson seemed to think.
I think you came to that conclusion. Me and Ben fought back a little bit.
Yeah. Thompson said,
then we asked ex-players, and all the ex-players said, celebrate.
Getting into the playoffs is big, but he said the division's the thing. That's what we're going to celebrate. But just clinching a playoff spot, yeah, I'll have a beer or something, and that'll be nice. But we're not going to do, I don't know, he doesn't think they're going to do the full uncork the champagne, spray everybody celebration.
Yeah.
They might have like 2 days in a row. They could clinch a playoff spot, then the next day clinch the division. Would you do the same thing 2 days in a row?
Yes.
I think it gets old. I really do.
It literally never gets old.
I think it would get old.
Celebrating your accomplishments after 160, well, not even 162 game season.
Why don't we ever do that here?
We do. But we don't do champagne. We're not allowed to do champagne.
Why not? We should.
We can. But I'm not paying for it. Then Adam's not paying for it. Then Michael's not paying for it.
Ben will pay for it.
Ben, you're not paying for it.
I'll go to Costco. I'll get a case.
And, of champagne. Yeah. A case of champagne for three of us.
Yeah. I mean, cheap stuff. I mean, you're spraying it. You're not drinking it. It doesn't need to be the finest.
I mean, I'm always down
to
celebrate.
And then when we have a really good week at the end of the week,
Satan's Blowfish says,
start spraying it all over the studio. Do you think the engineers would like that?
For someone who goes on so many vacations, how do you not understand celebrating? I could see both of your points,
but
I'm not saying you shouldn't celebrate.
I'm saying that maybe a more modest celebration at certain stages would be warranted, so that you can ramp up the celebrations as you get to the World Series. A World Series celebration should be much more intense than just clinching, you know, a playoff spot with a week and a half to go in the season.
I did say it would be pretty badass for a team 1 year to be like, Not until it's the last one.
No.
Not until it's the last one. And it sucked. Imagine playing
one. I think winning the pennant is at least the first one. Like, that's the first big one.
We're going to the World Series. Yeah. But what if a team said, no, it's great. I mean, we expected to be in the World Series.
But to win
we're
the pennant.
We're not doing anything.
To win the pennant and have the same celebration as clinching a playoff spot, like.
It's different.
I'd say winning a division is a great accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. Yeah.
I do think with three wild cards. Yeah, you need to get in, and it's worth something. But that's not the job is not done just because you get a wild card. That's like we expected to be here,
but we did not.
We didn't necessarily. But a lot of these teams did not. Like,
I mean, the players probably did.
Like the Dodgers clinching at least a wild card spot, which they'll probably do in the next two or three days. That is by far that's like. So the minimum requirements of what they wanted to do this season.
Oh, I know. And I hope they celebrate real hard. And as hard as they can. Big. Go nuts. If you're the Dodgers. So, yeah, man. I just think it's a long, long season. Takes a lot out of you mentally, physically. And, life's short, man. Pretty cool. I mean, playoffs are guaranteed to no one, as you know. So, but yeah, I think rage. Have a great time. You've earned it.
All right, those are coming up in the days to come, and hopefully at least one for your San Diego Padres. Right now, though, Paulie's got some news from football, basketball, and more in today's Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Yeah, we'll start off with the breaking news from this morning. It comes from the world of basketball, and quite a Woj bomb.
This may be the biggest Woj bomb of all time.
The ultimate.
He has done it for years with the Woj bombs, breaking contract news, trades, etc. in the NBA. But this one is about himself. He is retiring from ESPN. Adrian Wojnarowski is retiring, and he's becoming the general manager of the men's basketball team at St. Bonaventure. I didn't know colleges had a general manager.
You know, that's kind of a new position.
Does San Diego State have a general manager?
I don't know if they actually have someone titled as that, but most programs now have someone who coordinates like part of the paying of the players, like the NIL, and that's kind of a general managerial responsibility.
Okay. So, yeah, so he, Woj is an alum of St. Bonaventure, and he's always had a strong relationship with the school, and now he is retiring from being the NBA insider everyone knows, and he's going to, now we were talking like, could he do both? And I don't know if it's conflict of interest or just too much work, but then I thought about Doug Gottlieb is going to be hosting radio shows while he coaches at Green Bay or something.
Yeah, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, I think.
Yeah. So he's going to do both.
Yep.
But Woj, he said, no, I'm good. I'm going to be the GM. He said, it's a thrill of a lifetime to be able to return to a university and community that I love in a role of service to our student athletes, coaches, and institution. I am hopeful that I can bring value in a lot of areas to our basketball program and open doors for our young men's futures in ways both professionally and personally. I think this is cool, man.
Good
like
for him.
He's been around the game. I don't know if Woj ever shot a basketball
for real.
Before. Like, honestly. Like, Jeff Passan doesn't look like he's stepped into the box too many times, but he's a fantastic MLB insider. And so it doesn't happen too often. I thought about Lee Jenkins used to write for Sports Illustrated, one of the best basketball writers, I think, of all time.
Absolutely.
So good. And he had all those connections throughout the league. He became like a senior advisor to the LA Clippers. He left Sports Illustrated, so Woj kind of doing the same thing here.
I have not heard from Lee in a while. He was always one of my favorites, and I hope he's very satisfied with what he's done, but it's all behind the scenes now, and I wonder, will we not hear from Woj anymore?
Probably not.
St. Bonaventure, good mid-major type program. They make it to the tournament from time to time. I think it's in New York, isn't it?
Is it?
Jersey,
New York area, Tri-State area.
So
Western New York.
Western New York.
There you go.
You know their mascot?
St. Bonaventure Eagles.
They're the Bonnies.
The Bonnies. All yeah, right. What is simple. A Bonnie?
Bonaventure.
Bonaventure.
Bonnies. The Bonnies.
Well, that's it from basketball. That was the breaking news this morning. The breaking, quote-unquote, news in the NFL yesterday had to do with Tua Tagovailoa. He was placed on injured reserve after his concussion protocol. Ooh. You remember, like, earlier this week, there was a lot of speculation. Like, hey, man, like, is it time to start talking about retirement possibly for him? Like, he is – it just hasn't gone well. And really, I don't think to any fault of his own. But you got to think long term. And maybe that was extreme. Maybe it wasn't. I think it was all in good nature. Everybody that, you know, all the talking heads that had those conversations, you're looking out for the man, the player, the human. And so the Dolphins did place him on IR yesterday. So he's going to miss at least 4 weeks. That is the minimum per the NFL rules. And now they are left with who's their backup? They signed Tyler Huntley from the Ravens practice squad. And third-year quarterback Skylar Thompson is going to get the start on Sunday against the Seattle Seahawks.
So the interesting thing with Tua, and obviously, you know, his health is the primary concern, but he just signed the big contract, and there is $124 remaining million dollars in guarantees. And the question is, if he retires, does he give all that up? Or is that still guaranteed? And it would come down to whether he is considered to be forced to retire or simply wants to retire. And I can imagine that this is...
it's a bit of a dilemma.
Very big dilemma.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you get $124 million coming your way. You don't necessarily just want to give that up and say, oh, I guess, well, you know, I don't want to get another concussion.
Can you reach like a settlement with the team?
Maybe. I don't know how this would work. I mean, lawyers will be involved because he says, I may die if I go back out on the football field. I feel like I'm being forced to retire. So give me my $124 million. And the Dolphins will go,
yeah.
Our doctors say, yeah, it's, you know, we don't want you to get a concussion, but you don't have to retire. You could still playing. So you're choosing to retire. Everyone can get hurt playing football and then not pay him that money.
It's his third diagnosed concussion, but we've seen him take a lot of hits.
And that's just in the NFL. They had another one in college. Yeah. I mean, he's taken a lot of blows to the head.
Yeah, it's tough, dude. That's a tough one.
I don't know.
I feel bad for him. Mike McDaniel's like, oh, cool. Skylar what?
Joe Thompson.
Thompson and Tyler Huntley.
Did not play all of last year. Thompson started three games as a rookie in 2022.
Tim says football will keep going until someone dies on the field. We actually already saw it. We saw it. They brought him back to life.
They did bring him back.
But yeah, 100%.
No, I mean, not to be flippant, people have died on the field many times. Not in the NFL necessarily, but in high school, I mean, happens unfortunately every year. Now, a lot of them had, you know, unknown medical conditions and stuff, but it does happen. People die in football. People have died in baseball.
Yeah.
First base coach.
Yeah. Remember? That was awful. Yeah. Got hit.
Cool
ball. Football, it's cool ball. Scott or
I think it was his brother. Mike, yeah.
Such a violent sport. So violent. Yeah, I mean, again, it's you don't want to talk. It's like, it feels wrong to be like, yeah, but can the Dolphins get out of that contract? That's the main thing, you know, and it's definitely not, man. But what do you do? You're up against it. You're just like, oh, okay, this is we chose to make this huge deal knowing that could happen. Terrible.
All right, finally, we'll change the tone here just a little bit. I saw that Pizza Hut is off to a new marketing ploy here. So
I'm trying to think if that's the one.
Well, I saw you can get a personal pizza and a side for like $6.
I did.
It's like wings or fries or something. I saw that.
Excited. I think I like Pizza Hut.
But that's not what you're talking about.
I can't remember the last time I had Pizza Hut.
I've enjoyed it.
It's okay.
The thin crust. I really enjoy it.
Used to have a lot more like actual restaurants. Yeah. You could go to the Pizza Hut.
Their sauce isn't my favorite. It's a little ketchupy tasting to me. But
I feel like that's
we used to have a little Pizza Hut like kiosk in high school. Probably get that at least twice a week. Just
that's different, though. I think the kiosk different than
pizza
the other
than
one.
The actual restaurant
I
pizza.
Think so. Well, now I think I liked it.
Now the classic restaurant with the actual like the hot roof, the old style,
the best.
you know, the red frosted cups
the best.
And everything.
Nothing like it.
It's
classic.
Classic pizza. So Pizza Hut is offering a little bit of help to those that are looking for a job. And it's the marketing campaign is called Rezza, R-E-S-Z-A-M-E, Resume.
Oh, Resume.
And what they will do is you can apply to be chosen, and if you are selected, they will print your resume on the top of a pizza box. You can order a pizza with your resume, print it on the box, have it delivered to maybe a place that you had a job interview or you're hoping to get a job interview.
That's a good bit.
Stand out a little bit.
That's a good bit. The
now,
standout
this
bit.
This means nothing to Ben. You've never really had to do a job interview. Do you even have a resume? Have you ever made a resume?
No, he never has.
Yeah, I've made a resume.
No, you have.
Oh, yeah. It's been many, many years, but I had one.
What was on it? Referee? Is that like, got to be for your first and only job at Channel 10?
No, I mean, in my early years when I was still possibly looking around at other TV jobs, I had my Channel 10 and some of my radio work, pre and post game show host, and
I thought
put
you,
that on there.
Because usually when you
my
get
academic it, career and resume, you know,
two time
GPA.
What was your GPA?
In college or
either.
In high school?
Yeah, either. Both.
I don't remember exactly. Like, you know, 3.7 or something.
Wow.
Strong, you know, strong. Low A type average.
At a 3.65 in high school.
Just move on.
What was yours?
2-something. Same job, by the way, all of us.
Yes, I know. I wasn't bragging. You asked me. I wasn't bragging.
So, yeah, why does that pizza say John Doe on it, by the way?
It's just they're just putting a fake name.
D-O-U-G-H.
He was an adult film star. At least in the movie Boogie Nights, he went by that. One of the guys went by that name.
Well, every, you know, anonymous person is a John Doe.
D-O-E.
Yes.
This is D-O-U-G-H.
It's pizza.
Pizza dough.
Yeah, pizza dough. I get it. I get it. It's funny.
Yeah.
See, why it's funny is because you use dough to make pizza.
Right.
D-O-U-G-H.
Just to be clear, I do prefer my round table pizza.
Of course. Simply the best.
Simply the best.
So they're
pizza royalty.
They are starting this out in New York City, so you can have a pizza box with your resume delivered to a potential employer, and if it catches on, you can see that expand to maybe a national campaign. But
what if it gets really popular and like you post a job and all of a sudden you get like 70 pizzas just arriving at your office like every day?
Ben's never had to apply for a job. Like job interviews, I actually have always felt fairly comfortable in a job interview.
Sure.
You got to sell yourself.
Sure.
But like you got to stand out. You have to stand out, especially, like jobs nowadays are so hard to get. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And you're just like, how? There's 1,000 people applying for this job or whatever.
Have you ever
how do
the
I
other
make
end?
Myself stand out?
Where you've had to hire someone.
That was my job for many, many
you
years.
Did.
Yeah, I was a recruiter.
What was the way? Well, can we tease this? Because I'm curious. Like, how would you get the job when Woods is your interviewer? No, don't not that.
No, absolutely not. It's disgusting.
Casting couch.
No, absolutely not.
Woods.
I didn't actually. I recommended them to a manager.
Okay, but what were you looking for
in
a prospective employee?
Tell you.
All right, we will get to that.
You're not going to like the answer. People are not going to like the answer. They're just not.
Give away another 4-pack of tickets to the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks coming up at Pechanga Arena. That is all next after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fam.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I'm very curious. Woods, when he was in charge of at least making hiring recommendations, what you looked for in a potential employment candidate?
People aren't going to like the answer, but I don't do it anymore, so I really don't care. Also, you got to remember, so I had a territory of, call it five offices, right? Spaced across the country.
And which job was this?
Place called Reach Local.
Radio sales.
No.
Media sales.
It was like internet marketing.
Okay.
So like SEO, search engine optimization, and rose up through the ranks pretty quickly, got my own team.
What years are we talking here?
This is right before I moved here.
Okay,
so
like late 2000s?
This is like 2007 through 2010. And so my job was to send candidates over that would get hired. And for every candidate that got hired, I would make extra money on. So I was incentivized to find great candidates that would, you know, the manager would call me and go, hey, Friday's an interview day. Load me up.
You were incentivized to find someone that you thought your manager would hire.
Now, that's
not necessarily the best person for the job, though.
That is, Benjamin, the key to all of this, knowing your managers. So out of the five managers I had, I'd say four of them were creeps, essentially. You know, like that appearance mattered more than all. And it's funny because me and my recruiting team would laugh and I'd say, watch this. I'd find somebody, I'd find a resume, I'd talk to them on the phone and say, wow, you sound like you're pretty sharp. Then I would go and look, see what that person looked like and say, oh, yeah, you're hired. Like, I knew it immediately. I would look and say, he will hire this person. He will hire her. Or, honestly, he'll hire this guy. This guy looks really, really sharp. So I would take it. I would send it over. Now, the funny ones that happened were when somebody barely had any experience at all, right? Because I'd send over some really qualified candidates from time to time. And maybe they didn't like the way they looked or whatever. And the guy would come and go, it's not a fit. I'm like, yeah, I wonder why. Then I'd send in somebody with almost no experience that happened to be extremely attractive, and I'd get the phone call. Yeah, I really liked Mary. You know, I feel like I could polish her up and get. I mean, bro.
Now, did you get to meet any of these candidates first before you recommended?
First,
you saw the resume in the phone.
Yeah, and I would go to like Facebook.
But even on the, so you did talk to them.
Oh yeah, you had to.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have to like give them my screening process and.
To me, I would be hesitant almost to hire someone who was like too polished and perfect.
Sure. Yeah, that's a risk too.
Like, where do you stand in terms of the person
as a human?
Well, the person who just kind of comes in relaxed, not necessarily, you know, everything is just buttoned up to an absolute perfect tee. That would almost be a red flag to me.
Yeah, those guys, and you look around, and you go, well, if you're so sharp, you've had 14 jobs in 16 years. I doubt each one of them is for, you know, upward mobility, right? It's not going to weed you out just because you've had a lot of jobs. I mean, sales especially, and that's what this was a sales position. You're always chasing more money. So, yeah, man. I mean, honestly, like, again, my job was to give them the best fits that I knew they would hire.
Okay, so.
And by the way, some of those people with no experience turned out to be absolute killers. What you want, the main thing you're looking for is hunger. You're looking for somebody that hates to lose, loves to win, doesn't like to be poor, and that's what I went after. You know, a guy that was making 180 grand selling Yellow Pages ads, you know, but he's been there 15 years. Hey, man, you want to get into the exciting world of digital? What's the starting salary? 75 grand? Oh, no, I'm going to need 140. No, I don't want you. I don't want you, man, because A, you're probably not going to know this. B, you're always going to be lamenting the 40 grand, 50 grand you left on the table. I want young, hungry people that want to work.
Be honest. Would you hire me?
Oh, yeah.
You would.
Heartbeat.
Oh, I don't think you would.
Oh, for the love of... In sales? No.
No, not sales. For this job.
In a heartbeat.
You would hire
me.
Oh,
my God. Because I don't think a dream.
I don't think I... Yeah, it's working with me is a dream, but I don't think I project the old... super hungry, super competitive, doesn't like to lose sort of attitude.
Well, that's for sales.
Okay, this would be different.
This is different. I need a guy that I know is going to be there. I know he's going to be prepared. I know he's going to show up. I mean, you show up with 28. We have 28 minutes to chit-chat before the show. I would like you to be here earlier, but you also have another full-time job. So, yes, I'm hiring you in a second.
Okay.
My only fear about hiring you is there too much on his plate? That would be my only fear, but you know, it was my fear going in to do a show with you.
But you would submit him along to your boss for the interview.
Oh, 100%. I would say, Adam, you got to hire this guy.
So if you worked for Adam as a recruiter,
mm-hmm.
and you had two qualified candidates that you were kind of whittling down to one, and you like did an Instagram search
yep.
and found their profiles, and you saw that one, the more qualified candidate was an Alabama football fan,
yeah.
and the less qualified person was a Georgia football fan, you're recommending the Georgia football fan.
Potentially.
If you think that Adam will hire him.
But I also, I think Adam would hire him.
You are incentivized.
But also him. There's something to be said for the
you know Adam, though, is probably going to base his decision on something much more reasonable and...
Money.
Yeah, not on who, what kind
yeah.
of fan.
Yeah, how much do I have to pay them? Right. Which was, you know, again... But
how much salary are you asking for? No, you're not right for this job.
You're not right in the job. But no, I mean, truly, we would laugh. And I would tell my guys, I'd be like, watch this. I'm going to send this candidate to blank, blank. He is going to call me later and say, you know, I did the experience isn't there, but there's something about her that I feel like I can turn her into a stone cold killer. And I'd go, all right, sounds good. Well, let's get her an offer, and that would be that. I mean, it's the nature of the business. It's very slimy, you know. But you try to give them candidates that you know they're going to hire. It's crazy.
Yeah,
right?
It's pretty distasteful. Actually.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, the way
you describe it.
It absolutely, unequivocally is. But again, it's not to say that just because somebody's attractive doesn't mean they don't deserve a shot either. But it's not a sole reason to hire somebody either. But it is it's so much more. The way that they're polished, the way they carry themselves really can mean more than 18, 20 years of experience.
It's giving me anxiety just like the thought of
Paulie
having to find a job again. Like
Paulie,
it's my number one wish.
Excruciating. That I never have to do that.
You're like, you got to sell yourself. You got to.
The resume.
At some point, you're lying, essentially.
I would give up.
You're turning something into nothing. You're saying, oh, I kind of know this, so I'm going to say I'm an expert in it
right.
and stuff like that. And it's just, it's so tough. And you're like, how many people am I going up against? They're going to hire somebody that's better, younger,
yeah.
smarter than
yeah.
me. Like, it's just, it's so awful.
So you can, if you're in the job market right now, put the best picture you have on all of your social media. For real. Your LinkedIn, make sure it's a really sharp picture of you. Because I can't lie to you and tell you it doesn't matter. I just can't. Because it absolutely does.
All right, we've got a family four-pack of tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow Party this Saturday at Pechanga Arena. Call 833-288-0973. Paulie is going to interview the first five callers and pick the most qualified candidate to receive.
Paulie, you feed me their names. The I'll look them up on Twitter.
Of tickets.
Isn't that weird?
To
that's
Hot
how it
Wheels
works.
Monster Trucks Live Glow Party. This Saturday at Pechanga Arena. Actually, we're just going to take the fifth caller. Very random, very fair, and no bias whatsoever on who wins these tickets. But call now, 833-288-0973. You can get your tickets at AXS.com. All right, when we come back, final segment. Looking ahead, we sometimes overhype matchups. Like tonight or this afternoon's matchup at Petco Park, truly a marquee affair. Between the Padres and the Astros. Doesn't get much so better good. Than this around baseball. We will talk about that coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. Early baseball today. Not super early, but not super late either. That kind of middle ground. The 3:40 first pitch today. Padres and Astros wrapping up their three-game series. And then a day off tomorrow for the Padres. And then the White Sox come to town. Last interleague series of the season, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's weird with the balanced schedule. Interleague play can come at any time. Yep. Remember, it used to be kind of concentrated around like 4th of July and sure. Memorial Day. Now it's any time. In fact, I just saw the Kansas City Royals today play their final game against an American League opponent. Their final three series of the year are all interleague series.
It's so weird, man.
Especially for a playoff contender. I think they're the second wildcard team right now in the American League. I mean, the games count the same, but sure. you're not playing any teams that you're going up against, so it's not head-to-head. You're just watching the scoreboard and then hoping you win as many games as possible. So, Padres have two interleague series this week. They do get to at least finish with division rivals against the Dodgers and Diamondbacks right. last week. But that's just the way it works out.
Where's the AL at right now, Benny, standings-wise? I know the Orioles have been scuffling a little bit. I've seen.
The Orioles, they're kind of even talking about their GM. We've lost a little bit of their mojo that they feel like. But they're still comfortably ahead in the wild card race. They've fallen behind the Yankees a little bit, but they're the first wild card. They're four games behind the Yankees, but they're four up. In the wild card race, Kansas City second. The real race is for the final wild card spot. So the Minnesota Twins have been given some ground. They're 80-71. They lead the Tigers, who have come on very strong.
Wow.
Remember when the Padres took two or three from the Tigers?
Yeah.
You go, this team's not out of it. This is a big series for them. Even though they lost two of three, they've managed to gain ground, and they're just a game and a half back. Some people think they'll catch the Twins, and I mean, what a story that would be in Detroit if that team actually makes the playoffs this year.
Holding on to Tarek Skubal at the deadline instead of unloading
him. Everyone said that they were a seller and they didn't, and they're now in it. They're a game and a half behind the Twins, and the Mariners are three games behind the Twins. Tough loss yesterday as they lost a game in the standings. They were two back, now they're three back. You can't really afford to lose any more ground.
Probably shouldn't steal home on a
3-0 count with bases loaded.
Not too wise, Victor Robles yesterday. So, obviously, they're hoping the Padres could beat the Astros and maybe they could come back in the division, but right now they're five games behind the Astros. So that's an even tougher hill to climb over these last either 10 or 11 most teams have left. Padres have 10. I think like the Dodgers and Diamondbacks have 11 games left in the regular season. Today, though, really good matchup. We will talk about it right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Dylan Cease on the mound for the Padres this afternoon, coming off an outstanding start against the San Francisco Giants last Friday and trying to build on that and continue his momentum right into the postseason. But Padres are facing a tough customer. They faced three of them. The tough rookie, Eric Gedde, in the first game. Hunter Brown, really, really good yesterday. But if the Astros have an ace, it's probably Framber Valdez at this point. He has been almost lights out since the All-Star break. And even better, since the start of August, he's got an ERA right around one. The Astros have won 11 of the last 12 games he has started.
Nice.
The only team that beat him was the Baltimore Orioles on August 24th. Gave up three in that game. Other than that, last five starts, one, 0, 0, 0, and one run allowed by Framber Valdez. So they have
a very
tough lefty on the mound today.
God. Time to eat.
But, you know, Dylan Cease is not going to, you don't think he's going to give up a bunch either, which means expecting a low-scoring pitchers-type duel here in the series finale. Plus, you get the shadows at 340, which makes it even tougher for hitters at that time of the day. So, yeah, take the under, whatever it is, probably in this game today. It's probably reflected in both that pitching matchup, but hard to see this one getting out of hand offensively.
What's your lineup look like today with Framber on the bump? Because I'm
giving Arise a day off.
Bro, in a heartbeat, the guy taking an 0-for-5 last night was like, I felt like I lost a pet. Honestly, I mean, I felt like I lost a pet.
And he struck out 2 days in a row. He's like the worst player on the
this
planet.
This is unbelievable. 2 days in a row? No, honestly.
We didn't talk at all about Arise and you know, gutting it out to come back and play yesterday. You could say, well, maybe he should have taken the day off. But it does illustrate the old argument of how valuable is Luis Arise. Well, look what happens when he goes 0-for-5. Padres lose by 1. When he gets his 3 hits, Padres tend to win those games. So, seems pretty valuable to me with what he does on the field. But I would say day off for Luis Arise. That gives him 2 in a row to recover, give him off against the tough lefty. Yeah. So, you know, Donovan Solano is going to be in that lineup today against a lefty at some point. Maybe put him up in the order. Maybe Tatis leads off and you get Donovan Solano batting second or something like that today.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Crony, what do you think about Crony?
Well,
I need his glove.
His glove out there.
He's still defensively just has been playing really, really well and helping save
runs. The question is, who's your DH? If Solano's at first and Crony's at second, obviously Xander's going to play short.
Yeah.
Got Manny in there at third. Get your right-handed bats. Tatis, Merrill.
Brandon Lockridge, then. I don't know. Is this an area that...
I mean, Peralta could. I mean, he's lefty-lefty, but... I mean, he's your best bat left if you're giving Arise the day off.
Maybe Higgy or Higgy a DH.
Ooh.
But I mean, you're making a bunt anyway last night.
Yeah,
so.
But you've only got the 2 catchers now again.
That's true.
Yeah, unless you make really a move before the game and bring up Eggy before the game and have him in the lineup. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that you could do something like that.
I need money. Says Arise has got to play. Look, and against a tough lefty like Framber Valdez, a healthy Luis Arise, I say 100%. You're absolutely in there.
Day off on Thursday.
This is not a platoon situation, is what we're referring to. It's watching his knee. You know, watching him hobble around, watching him say last night, like, I'm not near 100%, but I want to go.
But if he tells you today he's good,
then you got to put him in.
I think you have to.
You know,
you got the off day tomorrow.
You know, you got to.
3 home games against the White Sox. Like, you need him to come. You want to win this game if you can, and you have a better chance of winning.
What's more important to you, going after today's win, the series win over the Astros, or just making sure you win, hopefully, all 3 against the White Sox? Or do you go like, we can probably beat the White Sox and give some of our guys days off. Let's go for this one and then plan on giving guys days off against the White Sox, but then risk maybe not winning one of those games against Chicago.
I think I got to put my foot to the gas. I think I pedal to the metal. I really do.
If a player says they're fine, I think at this point, they're playing.
Yeah, series win today against the Astros would be huge. And I still don't even play that game, Ben, of, oh, it's the White Sox coming in? All right, Lockridge, you're in there. You know, Tyler Wade, you're going to get us. No! No. I'll pull you out. You guys scored 9-10 runs in the first 5 innings. Sure, you're going to get the rest of the game off, but I don't think you can take any days off right now.
You know, real quick, did you any of you guys read the ESPN piece on the White Sox? I think it was Passan and Jesse Rogers.
They went inside.
They were like in depth on, I mean, this is going to be like the worst team in Major League Baseball history.
They're fighting against that. And I don't know exact what's, does anybody know off the top of their head what numbers, how many games they need to lose to set the record? But that's, Paulie, that's something that, and that's something no one wants to be a part of.
So the 62 Mets went 40-120-1. So
and one?
The tie. I don't know how they got a tie.
They had a tie. What year?
It's 1962.
Yeah, it's titled How the White Sox Clubhouse is Coping as Worst Team in MLB History.
And they're not there yet.
No, not yet.
But they are well on their
way. Yeah, the 2003 Tigers and 2018 Orioles both went 43 and 119. That was the closest to the 40 and 120.
They're 36.
Of the 62 Mets.
36 and 116. They are. It's probably going to happen. They would need to go.
I mean, they just won three in a row, though. They're playing better.
They need four losses to set the record, Brandon says. Thanks for doing that math for us, Brandon, because I cannot do it on that.
Says here from passing.
Winning percentage, though, they could have better winning percentage even if they have more losses because I don't know why the Mets didn't play all their games or had a tie.
I mean, things were different in the 60s, man.
At that point, we had a rain out. We need to make it up. Lost 120 games. We don't need to make that up.
Take the dub. They need to go 7-3. Oh man, yeah, you don't want to lose a game to those guys. You just don't. You can't. What did you read the article? Was it any good?
I read a little bit. I want to go back and finish. It was kind of a lengthy piece.
Yeah.
But I did pull apart here. Passan wrote, for 5.5 months now, the White Sox have redefined losing in sports. Five NFL teams have ended a season winless. In the NBA, the 72-73 Philadelphia 76ers went 9-73. 2 years after that, the Washington Capitals went 8-72, but nothing compares to the March of Doom that is a cursed baseball season.
Nothing.
162 opportunities.
Yikes.
So these White Sox are not powerful and they're not fast. They field poorly and they throw recklessly. They pitch inconsistently and they bungle fundamentals. They are a bad baseball
and yet they've won 36 times.
They've had a couple of three gamers too, I think. So yeah, man, I'm on edge about
so
this.
Here are your scoreboard watching other games to keep an eye on. Starting at 12:10, the Arizona Diamondbacks at the Colorado Rockies. Eduardo Rodriguez against Austin Gomber. Come on, you know Austin has given the Padres
Steve
so much
Carlton,
trouble.
You mean, yeah, Padres Steve.
Do
Carlton.
It against the Diamondbacks. You go for that sweep, I believe today, unless that's a four-game series. But Buddy Black helping out a lot. That's been good. The Atlanta Braves will take on the Cincinnati Reds again today. That is a 3:40 start our time. Spencer Schwellenbach against Jacob Junis of the Cincinnati Reds, who got the win yesterday. Dodgers continue their series in Miami. That also starts at 3:40, just like the Padres and the Braves. Landon Knack for the Dodgers, and old friend alert, Ryan Weathers.
Ooh, he
on
does
the mound.
Not like the Dodgers, man. I like this matchup.
For the Miami Marlins, and then the New York Mets, who just continue to rise in the wild card standings. They will be hosting the Washington Nationals. DJ Hers for the Nationals, Jose Quintana for the Mets at 4:10, and the other big game is the Phillies and the Brewers, both with a chance to clinch playoff spots today in a really good pitching matchup. Aaron Nola against Freddie Peralta. Ooh. At 4:40 from American Family Field in Milwaukee.
Solid.
So, those are your NL playoff games of significance today.
The run line for today's game between the Padres and the Astros is 6.5.
It's a low number for over and under.
We got a good offense, though. We really do. We have a good offense.
So do they.
They do. So do they.
They're facing Dylan Cease, and we're facing Framber Valdez, and there's going to be
six
shadows.
And a half? And I'm taking the over.
Oh, it's kind of cloudy today. Maybe there will be less shadows in the overcast. You going to over?
Yeah. Every time you look at a game like this, you go, oh, it's going to be a 2-1. It's like 7-6.
Six and a half seems dangerous because all of a sudden it's like the seventh inning, and you go, oh, it's 3-3.
3-3.
Well, I lost because someone's going to score another
Correct.
Run. And then it's done.
I don't like unders. I don't like rooting for unders. I like rooting for overs. Always have. Somebody asked if we sent Skip his merch. Yeah, he's got his new merch. Was texting with Skip yesterday, and I've texted him this morning, giving him his instructions.
I thought about making a specialty Ben and Woods. Thanks for beating the Dodgers.
Well,
shirt
and listen,
for them.
if they sweep the Dodgers, yeah, I'll send him something.
Buddy
real,
Black's
real
getting
nice.
Something too.
Buddy Black's
going to
get
the Diamondbacks as well.
We always run into Buddy Black at Vaughn's in Solana Beach when he used to live in the condo there. So I'll just pick up his groceries next time I see him. Hey, buddy, you're on me. So do what you got to do.
It's the least they can do after taking 8 of 13 from the Padres this year.
Brutal.
All right, that's it for us. We'll have Eno Saris on tomorrow on a Thursday.
Roundtable Thursday.
And a Roundtable Thursday. You've got Annie and Elston coming up next for Polly Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.